Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, coming to you from our beautiful Channel 9 Ready Room. I have a special guest to talk all about Visual Studio, some things that you might be interested in. Tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
Hi, my name's Justin Clairbert. I'm a program manager in Visual Studio Extensibility.
Okay, so speaking of extensibility, Visual Studio is very extensible. How did you get into Visual Studio Extensibility?
Actually, that's a good question. I'm an engineer for the last 20 years, and I was working in the identity team. And I came to Microsoft about a year and a half ago,
okay.
And I found myself for the first time immersed in the tooling of Visual Studio. I was used to different tooling,
okay. And
I struggled a little bit to get used to the tool. And so when I raised some things that I was having trouble with, people suggested that maybe I could go work with Visual Studio and bring some of these things into the product.
And so now you work for Visual Studio, or are you still in identity?
So I've left engineering and I've left the identity team, and now I'm a program manager for Visual Studio.
Oh, so you took something that you really wanted to change, you jumped in and you changed it.
That's exactly right.
So what are the things, what was the challenges that you were having, and how did those challenges translate into what we're talking about today?
So for me and for a lot of users that I was in contact with, it was to do with keyboard shortcuts and being able to be productive and effective with the tool using keyboard shortcuts that were well known to us from different environments.
Okay.
So there was the learning challenge of trying to find out what are the new shortcuts to make myself just as productive in a new tool as what I was used to. Some of those shortcuts are different. Some of them just didn't exist at all. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the challenges.
So like if you're a seasoned Vim user, going to Visual Studio is going to be a huge difference for them, and you want to be able to find a way to get them to use it as well.
That's exactly right, yeah.
So how does one do that? I mean, I feel like I'm going to have to go through in Visual Studio and say, okay, when I do this. Is that how it's done?
Yeah, that's right. You can remap your shortcuts in Visual Studio, and if you'd like, we'll go through
Let's
that.
Let's do it. Let's take a look.
Okay, so here I've got an instance of Visual Studio 2015 running, and I'll bring your attention to the tools options.
Okay.
So under Tools Options, under the Environment tab, we've got Keyboard. And this is where you can manage all your keyboard shortcuts. There's a lot of commands available in Visual Studio. And you can pick any command you like and bind a specific keyboard shortcut, like Control F, for instance. And if I now bind Control F, it'll go to this command here. But you'll see that already Control F is already bound to edit.find, as you might expect.
Right.
So you can use this tool to look at what different shortcuts are bound for various different letters. You can try things like Control-Shift-6. Let's see, Control-Shift-6 is not bound to anything, so I've got a free keyboard shortcut there, and then I can bind it to whatever command I like. And if you're looking to change the overall keyboard mapping scheme, there's probably about 20 or more keyboard shortcuts that you as a user probably remember and use every day. So it's a matter of going through and trying to work out what they are. Let's see if it's a navigate backward, for instance. So you can search for navigate backward, and the bunch of commands that have that will show up. And I can choose perhaps view.navigate backward, which is the command that we used to go to the previous location. And then I can override that binding, and I can say, let's say I want alt left to be my binding, and alt left arrow becomes that, and I can set that at a global level and assign that, and then from now on, alt left is now assigned to navigate backward.
Awesome.
And that's the keyboard shortcut that people would be used to from things like Google Chrome or Internet Explorer, Windows Explorer and Outlook. All these alt left to go backwards. So that's one example of one of the bindings.
It feels like though, like if I'm going to the options dialog, right? Like there's a lot of stuff in there. Is there a way to make this happen faster if I've already used to an environment? Do we have some bindings that are prefab? I mean, tell me, how can I make this happen faster?
Well, this is where I've done it for you.
Okay, let's talk about it.
There's a lot of pain in trying to identify what are the commands, what are they called, and mapping them all. So I developed some predefined mapping schemes.
Okay.
I have the code for that in a different file.
All right, let's go to that.
Okay, let's have a look. So I can launch this project. We can run several instances of Visual Studio, which is very nice. And I'll bring up my key bindings project, and I'll show you how we map these things. What I've done is I've prepared about 100 different keyboard mappings in an XML file, for which I define the command and the shortcut key that I want associated with it.
So as this is loading, let me ask you a couple questions, because I've been using Visual Studio forever, and I love Visual Studio. Is this an extension that you sort of built that takes these command files and then remaps them, or how does this work?
So what it is it's a VS settings file,
okay.
And that is Visual Studio's way of dealing with settings. You can import and export settings via VS settings files, and And I'll show you here up under the tools options, tools, import and export settings.
Right, of course.
And you have the option of importing and exporting all sorts of settings, including keyboard settings, customization settings, and it'll generate these VS settings files. And here's an example of a VS settings file. I'm just going to close this tool window. This is an example. It's a definition of a whole bunch of different shortcuts. Let's have a look. So for instance, edit.move selected lines up. At the text editor scope, it's bound to Control, Shift, Alt, Up arrow. So we can define dozens and hundreds of these keyboard shortcut mappings. And then we can use the import settings here. And once we import those settings, those keyboard schemes will be applied into the tool.
I see.
But what else it does is it generates a settings file, a binary settings file, and puts it in your roaming directory. And then you can take those settings files and copy them into your Common 7 IDE, at which point they become accessible inside the tools options keyboard. And if you look up here, we have a bunch of these different keyboard mapping schemes.
Okay, so that was really fast. You went through a lot of things. I saw settings files, I saw VSK files. I also saw that it looked like you were building an extension, but I'm not sure. Why don't you sort of walk us through what all of these files are, why you would generate them, and how you can use them?
Okay, I will do that. First, I'll offset it by saying the stuff we're talking about now is not necessarily related to an extension, okay. Though I have separately bundled these files into an extension that you can install later, and we can discuss that.
Okay.
But for now, we're just talking about dealing with settings.
Okay, so this is just all out of the box Visual Studio stuff.
Yeah, perfect. So I'm gonna get into some really technical details
That's
about
fine.
This.
That's fine, let's do it.
So first, let's look at the Tools Options keyboards.
Okay.
Under Tools Options keyboard is this mapping scheme. This is a drop-down file. Now, the mapping schemes that appear in this drop-down list are a direct listing of all VSK files that appear in the Common 7 IDE directory of your Visual Studio instance.
And you said VSK files were a binary.
That's right. VSK okay. files are the binary files generated when a VS settings file is imported through the import settings.
Okay, so what you've done then is you have several keyboard settings mappings that you've imported. You found the corresponding compiled VSK files, and you sort of extracted those and put them in the Common 7 directory.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's right. So, and I'll go over that.
Okay.
But so that you can see, here's my Common 7 IDE directory, and a list of VSK files includes all these ones from IntelliJ, ReSharper, Visual Basic, C++, C#.
Sorry, just a quick pause. So there was a corresponding Visual C#2005.vs settings file that you imported that generated this VSK.
Correct. Okay. In fact, that file, the 2005, comes as part of the product.
Got it.
So I've introduced several others, like the 2015 and some of the competitive product ones.
Got it.
So if we jump across, the list that you see here is exactly the list that you'll see in the tools options.
Right.
So in order to get a keyboard mapping scheme to appear here, what we need to do is we need to put a VSK, that's a binary settings file, into the Common 7 IDE directory.
Okay.
They, when they're imported, if you do an import through the tools imports and exports as we showed earlier,
mm-hmm.
it will generate a VSK file and put it in your roaming directory. That's AppData Roaming Microsoft Visual Studio.
So that's like for me, like for example, there might be 10 people using our machine. When I import my VS settings file, it's going to put it in my directory.
That's right.
Got
yes.
it.
And so for reference, that's in your user directory under AppData Roaming Microsoft Visual Studio 14. And there'll be some VSK files that'll be sitting there in that directory. And they're the ones that are generated from the import.
Got it.
But only if you do one very specific thing. The names of the VSK files correspond to the names defined at the top of your VSK right here. This is very important detail, where it says shortcut scheme def name. That name is the name that will generate the file. If you don't define a shortcut scheme def, it will not generate that VSK file with that name.
Because I've understood that the VS settings file has other settings as well as the shortcut commands, right? Because like in the VS settings, there could be my default font, for example. Let's just say I use Wingdings because I'm an idiot, right?
It's true.
So those I mean, things, right? Like, does it generate a VSK with that in it?
Well, the VSK is specific to the keyboard bindings.
Okay, so VSK is a binary just for the bindings.
Yes.
Got it.
And in this file, the VS settings, as you correctly said, the VS settings can contain settings for all sorts of things. But if in your settings file it has somewhere a node that says shortcut schema def, it won't actually import those to your current session. In fact, all it does is generates a VSK specifically for those shortcut schemes.
I see.
So I've modified my settings files to have nothing but those.
I see.
So when I import them, all they do is generate these VSK files.
So it doesn't even like, oh, I see, because then you're going to be like importing 10 of them and it's going to change every time and it's going to take a long time. But instead, you're just using this to generate the binary VSK files.
Correct.
Got it.
Yes. And if we want to get a little bit more technical, I've put down the bottom of this one file, user shortcuts. And yeah. Most people's shortcuts go on user shortcuts. And anything that gets brought in on user shortcuts will be active immediately. And I've written a little comment about that. But otherwise, if you want to just create a VSK, you define a node that says shortcuts def. And as you can see, I've listed hundreds of shortcut settings here.
Got it.
And that'll generate a VSK file, which will dump into your roaming directory. Once you copy that file into your Common 7 IDE, it then becomes immediately available without even restarting the tool under Tools Options Keyboard in the drop-down dialog for the mapping schemes.
And then you can sort of map. So for example, if you're used to Visual Basic 6, which I used 100 years ago, then you could totally just get those mappings in there and everything else works the same.
Exactly. As soon as you change into one of these schemes, you get a different set of keyboard shortcuts that are bound to all your things.
Got it. So I'm excited that I know how to use a VSK, but I don't want to build one now. Did you already build some for us?
Yes.
Okay.
I have stayed up many long nights and many weekends building.
Thank you. Thank you. Because from all of us, right? Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love that I know this. I love that I don't have to do it, though.
It is very hard work. I've had to sweat over it to find those shortcuts, to build them all. I've done that for you now.
Fantastic.
And I have packaged a whole bunch of these shortcut mapping schemes into an extension, which is called Hotkeys.
And Now we're moving on to the extension. Before, everything is just sort of built in, vanilla, Visual Studio. Now what we're doing is we're talking about an extension to do more than that.
This extension just installs those files into your Common 7 IDE.
That's all it
does.
Awesome.
It just dumps files into your Common 7 IDE. There's an extension called Hotkeys. And as you can see in this picture, you'll end up with a few new keyboard binding schemes, including one that I developed for Visual Studio 2015, in which I've brought in a few extra keyboard shortcuts that I thought users might like.
I see. So what you've done then, and this is cool because I was getting confused about how many things were happening. We have a VS settings file, we have a VSK file, vanilla Visual Studio. Now what you've done is you've gathered together some common things that most people use for keyboard settings. This extension puts them all in the right place for you. Done.
That's right.
Awesome. So now that you've shown me how you can become a jet fighter in Visual Studio, can you show me?
Would you like to see some of this
stuff? Yeah, I want to see this stuff in action now.
Okay, so check this out. First, I will demonstrate some of the new shortcuts that I've applied for Visual Studio 2015. In fact, before we do that, why don't we talk about what's in the product?
Let's do it.
And talk about the user experience.
Okay, so I'm
hearing from some people that they want to be able to toggle tool windows on and off. They want to be able to open their Solution Explorer, their Team Explorer, the output window, open them, close them, navigate to them. There are shortcuts in Visual Studio today that will let you do that.
Sure.
They're all very different, they're hidden, they're all over the place, and I would like to show them to you now
so that you know how to
use Visual Studio out of the box.
I feel like there needs to be like a dictionary of all of the available ones, just so I know that they're even there, right?
I have got a list. Perhaps I can prepare that. We can send that out.
Love it, yeah.
But let me talk through some of them. So, tool windows. Let's talk about Solution Explorer. Okay. And while we'll have a look at it, have a look at these shortcuts here. So under the edit, end of the view menu, you can see that there are already shortcuts defined to access the tool windows. Solution Explorer's got Control WS. Also mapped to Solution Explorer is a global shortcut, which is Control Alt L. One of the good ways of finding these things is to type them in here, view.solutionexplorer, and just see what we get. So in a base Visual Studio 2005 keyboard mapping, you can use Control-Alt-L as a global shortcut for Solution Explorer. While we're in here, I'll show you Team Explorer. Team Explorer has no shortcuts. Did I spell that wrong? I think I might have used a different one on that. I know what these shortcuts are, so I'll just tell you what they are.
Yeah.
So Solution Explorer is Control Alt L, and when I press that, immediately my focus goes to Solution Explorer.
Nice.
Now Team Explorer on the other side, if we look at my view menu again, Team Explorer is Control / M. And half the windows are bound to control backslash, and the other half are bound to control W in the base product. So,
which feels like it would confuse me. I'm already confused, like I'm not gonna remember all these things.
This is a problem. Some of our shortcuts are control W something, which is nice because it's a window, W for window.
Sure.
Some of them use the backslash. Backslash M, for instance, takes my focus to Visual Studio, to the Team Explorer.
Right.
And control Alt O opens the output window. Control Alt T opens the document outline.
Got it.
So those are a few that I've plucked out. The next thing you want to do is know how to turn them off, get rid of them.
Sure.
Firstly, Escape will always return you to the document window. So every time I go from a tool window to press Escape, I come back to my documents. But here's the cool shortcuts you want to know. For a start, Alt F6, that is Alt F6, takes you to your most recently used tool window.
Okay.
So you can toggle with Escape and Alt F6 back and forth between the tool windows.
And
that
you're
these
on. Are the bindings that you've added for simplicity.
Love no, it. No, these are out of the box.
Out this of the box.
In
okay.
the product today. So users can already use Alt F6. If you continue to press Alt F6, you will toggle around in a circle through all the tool windows that you have open in
wow.
the order of most recently used.
And I feel terrible because I know there's some dev like Sally that worked on this feature that people probably don't know anything about.
Yeah, it's fairly well undiscovered. I only found it myself about 2 weeks ago, and I've been looking at these bindings for months.
Well, I found out about it just right now. So, I mean,
I hope you're
2 weeks ahead of me, yeah.
Can get something out of it.
Right.
The other really useful one to know about is Shift Escape.
Okay.
Shift Escape will close a tool window. So there we go. I just closed Solution Explorer. Now I've got my document outline open, and I'll continue to press Shift Escape. Let's close that one as well. Now I'm back in my document window. And I want to get, let's say I want to close the rest of them. So I can Alt F6 to go to my output, Shift Escape that one, Alt F6, Team Explorer, Shift Escape. Now I have nothing open.
Right.
And bring them all back again with Control Alt L, Control Slash M, Control Alt O. My windows start coming back again.
Like I feel like I won't remember this, but everything you already showed me shows me that. Well, why don't you just pick a mapping that you will remember? And that would be the beauty of it, right?
You're right. That's right. And I heard from a user some time ago saying that he had used a product in which they had used the Alt number keys
mm-hmm.
for the most common windows. So Solution Explorer was bound to Alt 1. Changes on your source code was bound to Alt 9. Find bound to Alt 3. So I like those. I thought they seemed sensible. So I bound those and I added them to one of my new keyboard binding mappings.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we switch into one of those?
Let's do that.
I'll demonstrate that. So under Tools Options, I'll choose a different keyboard mapping scheme. I'll demonstrate the IntelliJ IDEA mapping scheme.
Okay.
This is from a different product. It's got a whole new different set of binding schemes. Almost everything's completely different. But let's see how it works in action. If I press Alt 1, I go to Solution Explorer. If I press Alt 9, I go to my Changes menu and my Team Explorer.
Got it.
If I press Alt 0, I go to Output. This is where it gets fun. I've implemented a toggle. So if I'm in Solution Explorer and I press Alt 1 again, it's gone. If I press Alt 9, I get my changes, press it again, and it's gone. So from Escape, if I'm in my document, I can open and close whatever windows I like using my Alt key shortcuts. Alt 3 gives me my find, Alt 6 gives me task list, Alt 7, I get a document outline, Alt 9, I get Team Explorer. All of these can be turned off again by toggling or by using the other shortcuts. Control-Shift-F4 is the shortcut for closing a window in this scheme. And Shift-Escape can be bound to hiding the window. Note, there's a difference between closing a window and hiding a window. I'll show you that now. Solution Explorer, here it is. If I close the window, it's gone. But if I hide it, then it keeps a little tab on the left-hand side.
Because it's still there.
Yeah, so we can use that tab to open and close it in future.
So you literally could be as fast as a Vim user with Visual Studio if you have all the right shortcuts.
I guess so. Vim users mostly take advantage of the editor. So we're talking more about the tool windows.
Good man. I love how he knows.
I'm onto this stuff.
Yeah, you're the man. Thank you. So here's what I would love if you could help us out with. I'd love to know what are all of the things that are keyboard bindable.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you had a list of what those shortcuts were, that would be legit. Do you have something like that?
So for now, I have built keyboard mapping schemes that as close as possible match some alternative products that are out there. And so if you want to know what our bindings are for that, I suggest you go read their keyboard bindings.
Got it.
Because that's what I've implemented.
Sure.
The one that I've created for Visual Studio 2015 includes just a few new shortcuts that I picked up.
Okay.
I will show you this file. All of this is available publicly on my GitHub site.
Awesome.
So users can go and look at these files whenever they like. But let's have a look at the C# 2015 settings that I created. I took the base out of the box 2005 shortcuts, and then I added to the bottom of them just a few that I've come up with. Oh, some really neat ones, including expanding and collapsing with the Control Plus and Minus.
I all Control MO all the time. Control MO to close little. That's the only one I know.
Well, then let me show you some of the great things we can
do. Yes, that's the only one I've ever used. And so he is going to help me be a better programmer. Let's see.
Okay, so let's have a look at what we can do with the power of really good plus and minus navigations. Okay. First, I'll close out these tool windows. I'm going to press Control Shift F12, which is a keyboard shortcut I put in to minimize all tool windows.
Got it.
Now, here's what, and I'd also like to demonstrate some navigation that comes as part of the hot commands. This is a little bit separate, but we can jump from method to method by pressing Control Alt up and down. These features were always bound, were always part of the product, but had no keyboard shortcuts bound to them.
Oh, I see.
So I've bound keyboard shortcuts to that. Or you can use Alt up and down, because we're in the IntelliJ mapping, it uses Alt up and down to go from method to method. But let's say I'm in a method and I want to collapse it. What keyboard shortcut are you going to use to close this little area here?
Hit I always minus. Use Control MO because that's all I do.
Let's do that. Control MO. That brings down to definitions, and that's quite effective. It collapses every method in your file.
Okay.
And that's interesting, but
sometimes I just want to do the one, right?
That's right. If you just want to do one, so here's an example. I've pressed Control MO. Everything is closed. And how do I open everything again? Is it Control M?
I don't even remember.
I believe
remember.
It's Control ML. We'll toggle expanding everything.
Okay.
Very complicated to remember. How about we just look at these things? We've got plus, we've got minus. So how about if I just press Control minus, it shrinks it. Control plus, it expands it. What if I press Control Shift minus, shrinks everything. Control plus, expands, and Control Shift plus, expands everything. Could you remember that?
I could remember that. That's I need to get that mapped pretty soon. Like generally what's happening is I'm Control MOing everything, and it's like, okay, I just meant this one, okay? And so I love that we have the plus and the minus. Is that something that's in the bindings that you did for...
That's one of the first things I brought in. I was really keen to get the plus and minus bindings working, mostly off the numpad, plus and minus. Mm-hmm. If you want to take advantage of Control minus to collapse inside of Visual Studio shortcuts, now bear in mind that Control minus is the default navigate backward shortcut.
Right.
So I remapped navigate backward to Alt left and Alt right. Here you can see I've got navigate backward and navigate forward mapped Alt left and Alt right so that we don't lose that.
Sure.
So if I'm going to use that mapping key, then I can still get to my other files with Alt left and Alt right, and I can also expand and collapse without losing shortcuts.
That's amazing. So, I've always wanted to sit there on stage and do a demo with like some crazy shortcuts, and people are like, "What's going on? How is this happening?"
How did you do that?
And so I'm really excited to do this. So to finish up, where can people go to learn more about these keyboard bindings? Number one. Number two, where can they go to download or use this extension? And then last, where can they go to find out more about your work?
Okay, let's talk about that. So I suppose the first place to look at is the marketplace.
Okay.
The marketplace is where we put all our Visual Studio extensions.
Fantastic.
And you can download the extensions that I created from the marketplace. We don't need to go to my manage page, but let's go. Hot commands and hot keys are two extensions that we saw today. Hot commands has features like toggle comment, where control slash will comment our code and move you to the next line, so you can very easily toggle and untoggle with the same keyboard shortcut.
This.
It also has duplicate code, which is available on Control D, so it just duplicates or do whatever line you're on. So these are some of the features we get with hot commands. But that's a separate extension altogether. The extension you'd be interested in if you want our keyboard shortcut mappings is hot keys. And from the marketplace, you can just search for it here, hot keys, and you'll find it coming up there. You can download that extension. All that does is drops some VSKs into your Common 7 IDE. If you'd like to make changes or make your own set, I'd recommend that have a look at the GitHub repo in which all of this code is stored. This is all publicly available.
Awesome.
None of this is secret. It's on my personal GitHub account at Just Clay Key Bindings. And if you drill into keyboard schemes under the VS settings, this is where I've got a collection including Emacs, a ReSharper, Visual Studio, C++. So you can open up any one of these schemes. let's have a look at the Visual Studio 2015 scheme that we've been looking at.
Okay.
And from here, you can pick a list, as you said, where are we going to get? What are the shortcuts we want to map to? Well, these are the ones you map.
And I love the idea of, like, people might say, well, I want to have this one. Pull request, baby.
Exactly. So if you want to change it, put it in. I'll have a look at it, and we'll bring it in. We want to build in even more. We want to build in the Eclipse mapping scheme. We want to get the Vim mapping scheme back in there. And also, hot tip, we're working on something new known that we're calling Project Phoenix.
Okay.
This is the all-new universal keyboard mapping scheme, a bit of all the best keyboard shortcuts from all the products and all the schemes out there. And we're currently trying to figure out what is the best single keyboard scheme we could put together.
I love it.
If you've got opinions on that, let us know.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We've been learning all about how you can be faster at Visual Studio with keyboard bindings. We have some excellent extensions that you can go take a look at. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching again. We're here in the Channel 9 studios. My name is Seth Juarez. We'll see you next time.